This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Around the country, governments are working on plans to use the money from a $26 billion settlement with opioid makers and distributors. Today, we'll look at one possible way to deploy opioid money. It's a health clinic in central Illinois that received a windfall from a surprise donation. Bram Sable-Smith is with the Kaiser Health News.
The question came out of the blue for Crossing Healthcare CEO Tanya Andrix. If she had $30 million, how would she build an addiction treatment program? The interim sheriff of Macon County, Illinois, posed that question to her in 2018. Andrix told him she'd have to do some research.
And he just looked at me and said, "I'm serious, and don't take too long. The offer won't be on the table forever."
That sheriff? Howard Buffett, the philanthropist son of Warren Buffett, the billionaire. The younger Buffett lives and farms here in central Illinois. He ended up giving Crossing the $30 million from his charitable foundation. There was a catch, though. The donation was a one-time gift just to pay for the buildings. Tanya Andrix would have to find the money to keep it going. I asked Buffett why.
I think that's an easy answer, and not to put more pressure on Tanya, but Tanya has to prove that this works.
If she succeeds, Buffett says, it should spur more of this type of investment with public and private money around the country. Crossing opened a whole addiction treatment campus in October 2019. It's got everything, from detox rooms to long-term outpatient treatment. 36-year-old Laura Kogan was one of the first patients.
And I wish that was the end of it, but it wasn't.
It took her three tries, but eventually she made her way through detox and residential treatment. She was in transition housing and doing outpatient care when the pandemic hit. That was difficult for Kogan. It was a huge challenge for Crossing. Just about every aspect of addiction treatment became more expensive, including staffing. And Andrix says,
people didn't want to be in a facility, a congregate living facility, during the pandemic. Those were the places that you stayed away from.
But the center was able to remain open, even as others around the country shuttered. By last summer, things started getting somewhat back to normal.
So this is my son's room, basic 12-year-old boy room.
Laura Kogan eventually moved into the rent-controlled apartments that are also part of the recovery campus. She says she feels fortunate to be where she is.
And I hope that more people get the opportunity.
That's the point of a comprehensive program like the one at Crossing. It's just one model as communities around the country consider different ways to spend their dollars from the opioid settlement. In Decatur, Illinois, I'm Bram Sable-Smith for Marketplace.